K-State Nation, what's going on in prime time, y'all? This is another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Yes, Eddie Greer back here in KC, Missouri, real quick. January 11th, 2025, recording a little bit after 8. I got to get out to a little bit of late night show here. But first, of course, Purple Project Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. This will come out tomorrow night because I'm doing the men's first because they stink. Apparently, Jerome Tang, with the. But anyways, Purple Project Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, like, subscribe. If you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I am recording on Saturday night. This will go out basically tomorrow night ahead of the second to last wild card football game of wild card weekend. Commanders, I almost said Bucks. Yeah, I almost said Redskins, but it's Commanders, Bucks. It'll be ahead of that. So, getting right on into it here, folks. I don't have transcripts, obviously, because this is hot off the press, but like I expected, K-State gets their ass handed to them. The men's team gets their butts kicked in Manhattan at home. This was supposed to be whiteout game in Houston. Whites out K-State by the count of 87-57. The most lopsided win of the Jerome Tang era. Houston at halftime, 46-24 points. Oh man, it's good. It's coming. Like I said, in the Podbean bonus channel app, and even I think on this podcast, on the main feed, you already knew it's going to be a lopsided game. Me and Alex talked about it on the recent edition of the bonus content over in the Podbean app. Purple Project Podcast bonus material over there. This was just not even a chance in this game. And reading some of this stuff, again, it's fresh off the press, so this is not like less than 24 hours away. But look at this. Kellis Robinette, of course, who is K-State beat reporter for K-State, KC Star, Wichita Eagle. One of these tweets I have pulled up on my laptop here saying, Jerome Tang says, isn't disappointed with the effort from K-State of how they played tonight. I'm paraphrasing it. He thought it was much better than in previous games. He chalked this up to Houston being a juggernaut. We already knew that there. And then, I guess, to kind of backtrack a little bit, Jerome Tang first off said, quote, we could play our best game against Houston in a packed arena, and it would be hard to win. When we don't play our best game, you just tip your hat to them. Well, either of those, look, if you, depending on how, whether it's Houston, Iowa State, whatever the case is, you still got to play your best game. Now, again, if you lose by, say, 5 to 10 points, yeah, you could go ahead and say that. But when you get your ass handed to you by 30, you didn't play your best game. And I'm just reading it again. I'm reading it hot off the press and all other stuff like that, all other things like that. So look, I didn't watch the game. Obviously, I'm just getting updated now with reading the stat sheet and reading the post game tweets and whatnot from this basketball game there. And look, it goes back to these three games where you had an opportunity, really, at worst, you could have went 2-1, but you went 1-2. Now, the hole gets even deeper, right? You're 1-3 now in the conference there. Brennan Housen's quoted here. Again, we're going off of Kellis Robinette's tweets here, who follows the beat writer for this team. Quote, we all committed to this. We have got to find a way because it's not getting easier in the Big 12. Well, Brennan Housen, smack right on that. We do that going in after the third game. After you should have beat a sorry-ass Oklahoma State team, right? That's what should have happened. Right? You knew with the gauntlet that you had, you knew that the road was going to get slicker and tougher, right? No pun because finally the snow is starting to go away. But it's absolutely to a point where look, again, I didn't watch this game. I'm just going off of what I'm seeing the stats. But if I looked at this and saying the score, you got your ass beat. You ain't play your best game. So I don't know what you're talking about right here. Houston in the second half, 41-33. Then when you put yourself in a deep hole like you did, Houston for the third straight game against K-State puts the belt to the butt on this K-State basketball team there. Good old L.J. Cryer. We should know that name from the old Baylor days. He only scored 11 points, but leading this Houston in this game, Emmanuel Sharp with 15 points in 31 minutes. He was 5 of 8 from the field, 50% shooting from downtown in this game. 4 rebounds, an assist there as well here. And on the flip side here, let me see, Houston. Houston shot shooting 49% from the field. Meanwhile, your K-State Wildcats, well, they shot decent, 40%. All right, well, also 40% from the three-point line. Okay, but what's the problem? What's the problem here in this case here? And Brennan Housen, we found him, folks. We found him. 15 points. This was a tie game high. 15 points. Brennan Housen responded as well in this game. 29 minutes. 5-11 from the field, and really all of his field goals coming from the outside. So Jerome Tang and the coaching staff kind of deliver on that promise after the Oklahoma State game. We got to find Brennan Housen, get him back in the offense. They did that. Well, they did one thing right. people. But anyways, 29 minutes of play, 5-11, all those from downtown there in this game. Coleman Hawkins, you're looking for him. Only 7 points in this basketball game. Your next double digits, the next person for K-State in double digits was Max Jones with a 13-point performance. 5-9 shooting from the field, 50% shooting from downtown. Well, so the numbers thinking, well, it might be close, but the score doesn't indicate that. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer postcast. Houston destroys K-State at home in the whiteout game for K-State, 87-57 today. Both teams play at the same time simultaneously, with the men getting their ass handed to them in Manhattan. K-State women put another belt-to-ass performance on the road, sweeping the Utah teams, BYU. We'll get to that in the other postcast. Don't want to merge the two, but I just want to sit here and say that there as... Man, K-State women's basketball, red hot. K-State men's basketball, ice cold. So two literally different polar opposites. I said it on the recent edition of the Podbean app. Again, I hate to sit here and beat a dead horse, but again, it's just a matter of facts. It's where we're at right now. And still, we're heading towards, starting to head a little bit towards mid-January, right? So this is where you at with both teams. And again, I won't be surprised if you see a shift towards the women's basketball team. Look, they deserve it right now. They're just out dominating folks to a purpose. Utah, right? Came in hot. K-State destroyed them in the second half, and that momentum continued on. And interesting enough, and rightfully, it was a good move by Jeff Mady to keep the team on the road. Because you're playing them in the same state, and they're all business right now. Meanwhile, this team, Jerome Tang, I'm still trying to figure out what he was trying to say there, all that. But, yeah, but the score, if you told me right after the game or told me an hour ago that I'm looking at a score that, yeah, we got dominated. We got our ass handed to us. That's just what it is. And so, again, I didn't watch this game. I was watching the wild card game where the Texans beat down the Chargers. Where everybody's put the Chargers. I should have thrown down some money on it. Y'all might not believe me saying it, but I figured the Texans would have something to say about this game, and they did. They put another lame ass performance by Justin Herbert, and the Chargers are eliminated. Houston Texans move on, which now sets up an interesting scenario for the Buffalo Bills. And now this is going to be moot point, because by the time this comes out, we're going to know the fate of that matchup with the Bills and Broncos tomorrow afternoon, the first of three of the wild card series there. The lowest seed will take on the Chiefs next week. And right now that stands to be the... I won't put it in the paper yet because, look, the Broncos might give Bills a little bit of trouble. Just saying. But right now, flipping the script back to Case Events Basketball real quick before we wrap this thing up here in the postcast. This guy, you got to get an immediate reaction here. Usually we got to wait until the next day to get up and, you know, assess the situation, watch the highlights, or if I watch the game, assess everything, then give it the opinion. But this is literally hot off the press, so I can't. All I'm going off is Kellen Robinson's tweet. All I do know that you say you played good, gave good effort. Well, your team just lost. Houston just hung 30 more points than you did. The most lopsided, bad loss in the Jerome Tang era. It took, what, 2.5 years to get that? Not that I'm sitting here and proud of it or anything, because I'm not. But, yeah, so he's still searching for answers a little bit there. We'll just go over, let's see. Yeah, I'm not going to go touch on that right here. We'll go ahead and hit the points real quick. Coleman Hunt, we already mentioned that. Doug McDaniel. Yeah, we're not getting production from Doug McDaniel. Yeah, 5 points. That's not going to cut it. David Kassan, lowest point total of the season. 5 points on the night for him. Well, shocking enough for him. Only two of six in the field in this ball game. Excuse me. CJ Jones, 5 points. Uso, 20 minutes of action, 4 minutes, excuse me, 4 points. David Castillo, 3, and only 5 minutes of play. And I say, or talked about, you got to play David Castillo more. And their coach is not listening to me. So there's that as well. But another loss for K-State men's basketball. That is now, since the conference opener, upset over Cincinnati, which they struggled since then. K-State men's basketball has lost 3 straight conference games. It's not going to get any easier as we keep sitting here and repeating ourselves on this particular podcast. But, hey, well, I have to go back, listen to more negative post-reaction. I'm sure Mace is going to have more negative comments, and rightfully so, because this team is just playing bad right now. 7-8. K-State men's basketball falls under 500 overall now. 7-8. 1-3 in the Big 12, following a 30-point loss at the Octagon Doom to the Houston Cougars, cooking on all cylinders. Another lopsided loss against the Cougars. That just tells you something. The Houston Cougars up way up here. You can't see my hands. Houston Cougars way up here. K-State, you're way down here at the bottom. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, feeling available daily. Hey, we'll just tell you what it is. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. If you follow the podcast long enough, either in and out or everyday listener of this podcast, we post content every day. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Post content daily, in and out, or everyday listeners podcast. You know I don't cut corners. That's what it is. Just saying. Podbean app, I've mentioned it on this postcast. Fresh episodes, bonus content over on the Podbean app. But to want to get that, you have to download the Podbean app now. Do it now. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. GRIER number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. That is GRIER number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast for more bonus content there. And I'm going to actually have that basketball episode. If I don't get it out tomorrow, which I don't have time right now, it's going to have to be during the wild card games. But anyways, fresh content of the Pro Project Podcast. Bonus content over on the Podbean app. Alex 8 over there, Singing California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, Houston, 87. K-State, men's side, basketball, 57. Another loss, lopsided loss to the Houston Cougars. And now the most lopsided loss in a Jerome Tang era. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the rest of the weekend. We'll talk to y'all, of course, next week. Go Cats.